Thanks for listening to this message from the life of St. Bees. We're a church that loves to empower, equip and inspire. And in order to better fulfill this call, we're currently undertaking an audacious church relocation project. Find out more, including how you can take part, at www.goandgrow.london. Thank you, and may this message better help you to live a life full of adventurous faith. The apostles say that it's not right to neglect the word of God, and so I do want to bring a scripture to you. And if you have your Bibles, I'm going to just pick out a couple of verses in 1 Peter. Because we're doing a sermon series in 1 Peter. This is the same passage that David is going to preach from in a couple of weeks' time, but these are just a couple of thoughts. So 1 Peter, from verse 3. Praise be to God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade. This inheritance is kept in heaven for you, who through faith are being shielded by God's power until the coming of the salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time. In all this, you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you may have had to suffer grief in all kinds of trials. These have come so that your faith, of greater worth than gold, which perishes even though refined by fire, may be proved genuine and may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. Though you have not seen him, you love him. And even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy, for you are receiving the end result of your faith, the salvation of your souls. So, we've slightly overrun this time, but I do want to just reflect on a couple of verses of this scripture by asking the question, what is the most important thing in life? Now, if you ask people out in the world what's the most important thing in life, different people will say different things. A friend of mine was talking to a work colleague, and she said, I've decided never to marry, because it would be a distraction to my career. So her career is the most important thing. Or money. Money, possessions. Many people make money or possessions the most important thing. Warren Buffett said, rule number one, never lose money. Rule number two, never forget rule number one. Well, I mean, that's wrong, isn't it? And I hate to disagree with Warren Buffett. He's a billionaire. I, on the other hand, only owe the diocese 9 million quid. But do you notice how he's made money a god? Rule number one, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, with all your mind. Rule number two, never forget what rule number one is, and love your neighbor. Some people are not chasing after money these days. Increasingly, young people don't want possessions so much as experience. You know, they're the kind of adrenaline junkies. The problem with that is that it's addictive. And every new experience has to be just that little bit more extreme than the previous experience for you to get the same high. Many people out there will make the ultimate goal of their lives happiness. You know, so often I sit down with parents and they say, well, you know, I don't mind what my children do, whatever they do, as long as they are happy. Have you heard that? As long as they are happy. Is that it? Is happiness the only worthwhile goal in life? The problem with happiness is that the more you seek it, the more it eludes you. It's like the proverbial bar of soap in the bath. When you grab it hard, it shoots out of your grasp. Some people will say, no, the most important thing in life is friends and family. And this is getting better now, because friends, and I don't mean Facebook friends, I mean real friends. Friends and family. You know, Jane and I, we took my 91-year-old mother away for a little holiday after Easter. I mean, that's priceless. It's just wonderful to spend time with your mum. But Peter says there is something that is more valuable than all those put together. Faith. Faith. When Peter writes about faith, he reaches for the most valuable thing in first century society, refined gold. And he says, your faith is more valuable than that. And there are two things that I get from that. Firstly, our faith is the most valuable thing in our lives. Our relationship with God is the most valuable thing in our life. The main thing is keeping the main thing the main thing. What is the main thing? It's your relationship with the Lord. Secondly, that faith is forged through refining. It's a regular theme in the scriptures. Psalm 66, for God tested us. For you, God, tested us. You refined us. Because faith becomes strong and pure and wonderful in the cauldron of life. Many of your lives, many of our lives here, are not easy. And it's tempting to moan and grumble. Hebrews 12 says, no discipline is pleasant at the time, but painful. But later on, it produces a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who have been trained by it. So if your life is incredibly difficult, it's a struggle, take heart. God is refining you through testing. And partly, I think that's what's been happening to us as a church. Because if, in contrast, we moved from one success to another, we'd only end up arrogant. And God loves us too much for that. Instead, he has given us great struggles, and they really are great struggles, to test us, where we are constantly having to face the question, who do we trust more, God or ourselves? You see, faith is not a little add-on to your life. You know, you've got a career here, you've got a family here, you've got holidays there, you've got church there. Faith is not an add-on to your life. Faith is your life. Faith is not a lifestyle accessory. Jesus is not a self-help guru to help you through the day. He is your very life. Our faith is the heart of our lives. Everything else is an accessory. So God is refining us. And it's never pleasant at the time. And yet there are great wonders happening amongst us as well. We believe that God is on the move. We're wanting to just press into Him and press into Him and press into Him. Because that's the main thing. Would you like to stand? We've run out of time, but I don't know what you want to do. We're going to do a song. Let's pray. Father, we want to press into You. We want to commit ourselves to putting You first in our lives, returning to our first love. Rule number one, to love You, Lord. To love You. Everything else is just an extra. So we give ourselves and our church to You now.